Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Well, today we get to listen to another episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 217, and it originally aired on February 29th, 1944. Here now is Bob Hope and his special guests, Lum and Abner.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Again this week, the Pepsodent Company presents another in its series of broadcasts to our men in the armed forces, wherever they may be. Tonight, for the men of the Air Service Command at Brookby Field, Mobile, Alabama, the Pepsodent Show. Hollywood and Bob Hope.
Thank you. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, who is supposed to be in Alabama, but is held over by the Dr. Hope. Telling you men of the Air Corps, whether you're going on a date or sitting behind a propeller, brush your teeth with Pepsodent, and under your smeller, you'll never have an AWOLer. Well, I was supposed to... I was supposed to fly to Alabama for this broadcast tonight, but my doctor grounded me. All week I've had a pretty nurse. She grounded me, too. I've had a cold all week. I got a cold because of a change in the unusual California weather. Stopped raining one day, and my system couldn't stand it. Really, I've had this cold so long, I don't know where my nose ends and the atomizer begins. How could I make a mistake like that? I couldn't get anything strong enough to kill the germs. If worse comes to worse, I may get W.C. Fields to breathe on me. The bags under my eyes are so bad, I started getting fan mail from bellboys. Really, I look so bad, I walked past an undertaking parlor yesterday and the palms in the window rustled at me. And when Crosby and I would walk down the street, no matter how we were walking, people would look after us and say, "Isn't the man supposed to be on the outside?" But everybody in Hollywood has been sick. Dorothy L'Amour had the flu. Hedy Lamarr had the grip. Gypsy Rose Lee had a strep throat. I'm making a picture now with Dorothy L'Amour and Crisco called The Road to Utopia. Utopia, that's some place where everyone's on furlough. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, if there's such a road as the Road to Utopia, Dorothy is Highway 66. I don't know what his sarong is doing for the war effort, but the pin is certainly holding up its end. In one scene, I make love to Dorothy L'Amour while it's 30 below zero. It's not very realistic, though. All during the scene, the smoke is coming out of my ears. I really get a big kick out of kissing Dorothy L'Amour. That's the only way the director can make me stop. In one scene, I had to kiss L'Amour 120 times. I don't know whether it affected me or not, but I'm the only guy that ever blacked out while he was still on the ground. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hosting a lot of boys here at the NBC studio from the Glendale Army Air Base. And it's wonderful learning how to fly in sunny California. It's the only place in the country where a pilot and a runway get washed out at the same time. It's very invigorating living here in California. Every February, the rain rearranges. Got a cold in my tongue, too. Can't get the coat off. Say, where are we? It's very invigorating living here in California. Every February, the rain rearranges the streets and towns, and by the time you get to know your way around, it's February again. The men here use P-38s, and now they're fast. It's a military secret just how fast they are. But the other day, one of them went 300 miles an hour, and they came back because the ground crew forgot to start the propellers. And everyone in California is air miners. The other day, I saw a bunch of pigeons watching one pigeon that was banging its head against the wall. I said, "Gee, what's the matter?" And another pigeon pointed at the first one and said, "He's a sad mental case. He always admired the P-38s, and he went crazy trying to grow two tails." And now I return you to Mobile, Alabama, and Wendell Niles.
Thank you, Bob Hope. And here's Sylvester Colonna. Colonna, how was your train trip down to Mobile?
Rough riding.
How come?
No tracks.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Colonna. How could a train ride without tracks?
Simple, no wheels.
Well, you didn't take the train with the rest of us, Professor. Tell me, how did you travel across the country?
Why, easy, Wendell. Took the Greyhound out of Los Angeles, and 20 minutes later, I was in Dallas, Texas.
Now, wait, you went from Los Angeles to Dallas in 20 minutes? Well, how did the Greyhound make it so fast?
Got interested in another Greyhound.
How do you account for the fact that two normal parents have a jackass for a son?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you take your problems to Mr. Anthony?
Colonna, I fear for your sanity.
Never been there, Niles.
Never been where?
Your sanity. But Yellowstone is quite beautiful. I can't stop talking about the lovely trip I had out here from Los Angeles. You know, I came by kangaroo and I slept all the way.
Colonna, how could you sleep if you were traveling on a kangaroo?
I had a couch in the pouch.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why do you like to travel in the kangaroo's pouch?
Well, it keeps my watch going.
Well, Professor, you're certainly in a gay mood tonight. Why are you so happy?
I'm always happy. In fact, I was born laughing.
You were born laughing? How come?
Small stalk, big tail feathers.
Poor Miriam, poor Miriam, neglected using irium. So she waited for a thing for the phone to ring.
Hello.
Wrong number.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Wrong number.
Uh-oh.
No, folks, don't be like Miriam. Use Irium.
And folks, here's good news for you as well as Miriam. The government has announced that starting tomorrow morning, you can get all the Pepsodent with Irium you need without trading in a used metal tube. It's not necessary to furnish a used tube anymore. All you do is step up to the counter and say, Pepsodent toothpaste, please. Be sure you say Pepsodent, because only Pepsodent contains irium. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste brings new brightness to your teeth. So get a tube, try it for 1 week. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See if it doesn't uncover the natural brilliance of your smile. Get a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste tomorrow morning first thing. Your government has lifted the order on saving tubes, so no used tube is needed, and you can get all the Pepsodent you need. And of course, if you have empty tubes in your cabinet, remember they contain valuable tin, so turn them in right now. And remember, ask for Pepsodent, because only Pepsodent contains irium.
Dear Miriam, now she's heard of irium. So the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello.
Some number.
Oh. Hello.
Some number.
Oh.
Folks, just be like Miriam. Use Miriam.
Now, Francis Langford.
Summer day withers away too soon, too soon. Speak low, when you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and ends, everything ends too soon, too soon. I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak love to me? Speak love to me, and soon. Won't you speak to me?
Very nice. Very nice, Francis. You certainly made a hit with these boys at Brookley Fields. But, say, what was going on between you and that officer at the gate today?
What makes you think something was going on?
Well, he should have been guarding that gate, not swinging on it. Well, Francis, there's no admission. Oh. Say, I wonder if I'd be that bright if I went to OCS.
Anyway, he's a very sweet boy. He was going to send me a dozen orchids and take me to an expensive restaurant for champagne and roast squab. But then he sent me a note canceling the date.
Why? What did he say happened?
The dice cooled off. You know, I wish somebody down here would give me a good recipe for southern fried chicken.
Well, that's easy to prepare, Fran. You just fry the chicken in batter, stick it in the oven, and keep basting it with mint juleps.
You keep basting it with mint juleps? For how long?
Oh, you don't have to time it. When the oven door opens and it walks out whistling Dixie, that's southern fried chicken.
Well, now, yoo-hoo, you all.
It's Vera Bay.
Oh, yeah, it's me, your little Dixie Belle.
You look more like a little Dixie Cub.
Oh, the idea of this, and Niles, how can you be so insulting as to say I look like a Dixie cup? A Dixie cup is something that these soldiers put up to their lips. Oh, what a nice compliment! Oh, look at all these handsome rebels out here.
Miss Vague, these boys are from all over the country, so I'd say they're Yankees.
Well, I chased them all over the camp, and I say they're rebels.
Boys are airplane repair crews, Miss Vague, and they keep them flying.
Oh, no, they have the same effect on me.
Well, Miss Vague, I guess you're really enjoying yourself here at Brookley Field.
Oh, yes, Mr. Niles. This afternoon, you know, I went all over the field with a pork chop between my teeth.
Vague, going all over the field with a pork chop between your teeth?
Uh-huh.
You must have gotten some funny glances.
Yes, and I got to neck with a lot of chow hounds, too. I'm having. You know, these southern men have been kissing my hand all day.
These southern men have been kissing your hand all day? Well, I can't understand that.
Oh, it's only natural. My charm, my intelligence. Soaking my fingers in bourbon every half an hour didn't hurt either.
Ah, oh, that's wonderful. I suppose the water on your knee came in handy for a chaser.
Boy, you're happy in Alabama, aren't you? But then you don't have to be self-conscious about the shape of your head here in the watermelon state.
Why, Miss Vague, aren't you going to speak to me?
Oh, pardon me, Miss Langford. Hello. Goodness, I just didn't notice you standing there with all that nice blonde hair.
Oh,
I've seen so much cotton down here.
Well, I must say, Miss Vague, you dress very appropriately for this tobacco country.
Oh, do you like this new creation?
Yes. Yes, you really look stunning in that strapless Bull Durham sack.
Well, all I know is that these southern men have been calling me at the hotel all day and pestering me for dates.
Yes, I know, Vera. And that was very fast thinking, signing the register as Scarlett O'Hara. But let's not talk like this, Vera. You know, I'm not at all catty myself.
Oh, I know it, dear, and I'm not at all catty either.
Neither of us are really catty.
I know it. Well, that was fun. Now let's step out in the hall and compare mites. You know, I really haven't much time for you right now, dear. I'm busy trying to meet one of these southern colonels.
Well, I have just a man for you, Miss Vega, Colonel Colonna.
What do you want, Yankee?
Colonel Colonna, you know Miss Vague, don't you?
Hiya, Jackson.
Glad to know you, Stonewall.
Oh, bless your heart, Moth Mush. You know, Professor, when I look at your mustache, I keep thinking of that popular song, The Surrey with a Fringe All Over. Professor, be honest. Wouldn't you like to see me stretched out before the fireplace in your little home?
Oh, no thanks. I've already got a polar bear rug.
Professor, tell me, don't you think it's time I settle down?
Yes, in several places.
Professor, you don't understand. I mean, are you looking for a wife?
Yes. Are you?
Oh, Professor. Listen, we'd make such a romantic couple. Just picture it. The two of us sitting arm in arm under an Alabama moon. The soft Gulf breeze. The heavy scent of magnolia and jasmine. Then you'd put your cheek to my cheek. And tenderly you'd whisper.
My dear, you need a shave.
Tomorrow morning, you can walk into your dealer and say, "Give me a tube of Pepsodent toothpaste," and you don't need a used metal tube to exchange. No more empty tubes required. But remember to say Pepsodent, because only Pepsodent contains irium. And Pepsodent toothpaste with irium removes film that makes teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. And when film is gone, Pepsodent toothpaste brings new brilliance to your teeth, uncovers the natural brightness of your smile. Remember, you don't have to turn in empty tubes anymore. Bring those you have, of course, because used tubes contain valuable tin. But now you can get all the Pepsodent toothpaste you need without an empty tube. Remember, Pepsodent toothpaste, because only Pepsodent contains irium.
Dear Miriam, now she's heard of irium, so the telephone ring is a busy thing.
Hello.
Some number.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Some number.
Uh-oh.
Won't folks just be like Miriam? Use Irium.
And here's Professor Colonna with a number that's been requested from all over the world.
A kiddly-divy too, wouldn't you? Oh, mamsy-dopsy and dozy-dopsy and little mamsy-divy, a kiddly-divy too, wouldn't you? Now, the words may sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey. Sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. Oh, mumsy dumps and dumpsy dumps, a little lambsy divy, a kiddly divy too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divy too, wouldn't you?
Ah, yes. I suppose you're wondering what all these words mean. Well, you see, very simple. Mersey dumps and dozy dumps simply means rev blank, such steer in the drill, spell, milding, disaltiment, with an occasional tax to crack, the tax rising each coat, crumpy gulp drawer. Of course, El Branks is twice, he lifts the catching mouse and all, then we come to the next line. For example, little Lamsey Divey, since simply means tropic scorpion based on a Muffledore drift tape, bringing out the blood gum. Furthermore, the best way that I can explain a kiddly divey too is by quoting a line from a speech I once made. Quote, "Cuts and Gwennett reaps constantly cock the bronc, a better slid, I'll fuss the cow and blow four the tar funk." Wouldn't you? Now, when you go out on a date with your sweetheart and you hold her in your arms, you say, "Mersey dotes and dozy dotes," he will look into your eyes and whisper, "What's the matter, you crazy or something?" Ah, but don't let that worry you. Don't let that stop you at all.
just hold her closely in your arms and sing. A kiddle-dee-divey too, not me. I'll eat bananas and make believe they hey,
and now we return you to Hollywood and Bob Hope.
Hey, thank you, Wendell Niles, and you all sound very happy down there tonight. That was all right, that Mersey Dotes. I wish I was with you. I'm kind of lonesome up here all by myself on this stage at NBC.
Grannies, I hope this is the right studio.
Well, it must be, Lom. That man at the door was his brother, wasn't it?
Which one?
You know, the one you bought the Cracker Jacks from.
Oh, that wasn't Bob Hope's brother.
Huh?
That was Bob Hope. Yeah. Right in here, Abner. This looks like the place.
It does, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the place we're looking for. See, there's a sign. Bob Hope Show. Autographs, 25 cents. What's the rest of that? In ink, 35 cents. Full name, 45 cents. Deluxe deal, autograph, handshake, and kiss, $1.
Who does he think he is, Red Skeleton?
Who's there loving Abner? Come here, boy. Hiya, fellas. Hiya, boys.
Is this a man, Lum? Our dog is, he does look bad. Only thing I can suggest is that he put a splint on it and wait till it curves down again.
It ain't his nose that's bothering him. Mr. Hope likes his nose curled up like that.
Is he crazy?
Well, we ain't got to that yet.
Oh. Well, are you sure this is Bob Hope?
Why, of course this is Bob Hope, Abner. How are you? If you don't believe it, here, look at my draft card.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Yes, sir, that's what I want to see. Let me look at that right now. Hmm.
What does it say?
I never knowed they was drafting wax.
Hey, let's see that. What's that classification 5X?
That's coward. Say, but it's nice, nice of you fellas to drop in here.
Yeah, we heard you met up with the flu germ, Mr. Hope.
Oh, so you came over to cheer me up, huh?
Yeah, we come over to cheer up the germ. All right, doggies, I'm in the groove tonight, you know what?
Yeah, we heard you on the radio last week, and we could tell you was getting sick.
When did you first notice you was ailing, Mr.
Well, last Thursday, I was standing on Vine Street, and a blonde, two brunettes, and a redhead walked by.
What happened?
Nothing. That's when I called the doctor.
Well, we brung you a little medicine. It's just what you need, I think. It puts iron in your system.
Oh, don't be silly. I've already got lots of iron in my system.
Yeah, well, maybe this will take the rust off of you.
I don't give this to everybody because it's a family secret. My great-grandfather handed it down to my grandfather, and my grandfather handed it down to my father, and my father handed it down to me.
Well, that sounds interesting. Is it any good?
Well, we don't know. We're still trying to get somebody to try it.
But I've only got a slight cough. Isn't it a little early for the embalming fluid?
Well, it's good stuff. It's got tar in it and sulfur and alcohol and nitroglycerine and... cures all aches and pains and ailments whatsoever of man and beast. Also makes good dressing for the hair.
Well, what do I do? Just unscrew the top and blow the flame out, huh?
Where did you get this flu germ?
I think I picked it up over at Crosby's house.
Oh, has his kids got it?
No, he was making up a package to send to Frank Sinatra. I really should. I really shouldn't pick on Frank that way. He's a nice fella. Just when he was a young kid, his mother pulled his bow tie too hard. That's what I happened to be over there when Bing was playing a record of his, and I think it settled in my ears. I have something.
Settled in your ears, huh?
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Well, no wonder. No wonder he has trouble with his ears. Look,
what is it?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, the drums are playing Mersey Dotes.
Man, look at the size of them ears, would you, Lum? Just look at that. A P-38 head with B-29 wings.
You think mine are big. You should see those tent flaps on Crosby.
You mean they're extra special?
They sure are. In the next election, the Republicans are going to use them for their mascot.
Well, what happened to the elephant they used the last time?
Crosby's got him running in Hialeah.
I still say if you'd try this remedy of mine, you'd be a changed man.
Well, I couldn't take that stuff, Lum. People would laugh at me.
That's what I mean. You'd be a changed man. Yeah.
But now, don't you worry about your show tonight, Mr. Hope. You ain't got a thing to worry about, because me and Lum, we come over here to help you put it on.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, see, I'm going to sing a bunch of songs.
Yeah, well,
And I'm going to make a speech.
And I'll play my harmonica. Yeah,
and I'll tell a bunch of funny jokes.
Yeah.
Anybody want my part? Well, fellas, it's been nice of you to drop in, but we're on the air right now, and if you'll just let me
go... You mean on a coast-to-coast hookup?
That's right.
With thousands listening?
Thousands? Millions?
Oh. Well, that's different. Now, if you'd have taken Alka-Seltzer in the first place, you
would
have.
Now, wait a minute. Fellas, this is the Pepsodent
and
show.
And one of the multiple vitamin tablets.
Now, wait a minute. This is the Pepsodent show. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Lum and Abner. Thanks very much for helping me out tonight. And I'm going to come over and visit you on your own show pretty soon. Thanks very much. Aren't they swell? Okay, tap it for me.
All thanks for the memory to Brookley Field and crew. I thought I'd be with you, but the doctor said to stay in bed until I blew this flu. So thank you so much.
Say, want to thank Major McCarthy and the whole gang here from the Glendale Air Base tonight. It's really swell of you to come over. And later this week, I'm going to fly to Mobile, and we'll make arrangements for that big benefit down there. So roll out the Dixie Cups down there at Brookley Field. General Mollison, Colonel Rawlings, and all those great boys. We'll get together. And speaking of these 38 pilots and ground crews out here tonight, the enemy's learned that lightning does strike twice in the same place. And if it's a P-38 lightning, it strikes any place. The lightning supply protection for the forts and liberators, and the Air Service Command boys supply high octane and replacement parts and everything needed to keep an Air Force in the warpath. You can't fly without planes, but even with planes, you can't fly without ground crews. And the ground crews need the Air Service Command, and they all need the Red Cross. Yes, sir, plenty of pilots and gunners and leathernecks and doggies are alive tonight because of Red Cross blood plasma. And kids sweating it out behind Nazi prison wire saw a little American sunshine today because of Red Cross food and medical kits. And the medics worked miracles again today, partly because of nurses recruited by Red Cross. And there's hot coffee and donuts in Italy tonight because of pretty Red Cross girls, and laughter in the jungles because of Red Cross service clubs. And, well, why go any further? Yesterday in Canada, and tomorrow morning in these United States, we start filling the kitty for the Red Cross. Let's squeeze out all we can. For when we do, we're squeezing the hand of that kid on the fighting front and saying, buddy, I'm not just in there behind you. I'm in there beside you. Good night.
Again, the Pepsodent Company has presented another broadcast for the men in the armed forces, wherever they may be. Next week, Pepsodent will present Bob Hope playing for the Officers' Candidate School in Miami, Florida. This broadcast does not constitute an endorsement, since the War Department does not endorse any product. This program came to you from Mobile, Alabama, and Hollywood, California. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
The Lum and Abner Radio Show began in 1931 and ran through 1950. Columbus Lum Edwards was played by Chester Lauk, and Abner Peabody by Norris Goff.
Lum and Abner owned and operated the Jot'em Down store in the fictional village of Pine Ridge, Arkansas, which was really no more than a wide place in the road with 200 people and no electricity. The show featured the good-natured down-home comedy of the hill people of Arkansas. I guess you could call it homespun humor. Eventually, we'll listen to the Lum and Abner show and get to know the good people of Pine Ridge. That's it for today. Please join us next Wednesday for another show with Bob Hope, and come back on Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com, and don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/classiccomedyotr, and check us out at our website, classiccomedyotr.com.
Until Friday, in the words of Brian White, we never really grow up. We only learn how to act in public.